the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Ram Gamliel Hoya Omer Kol Shlo Omer Shlosha Dvarim Elu BePesach Lo Yotzi Dechovasa VeElu Heim Pesach Matzu Mor. He didn't say these three things. Rashbam says Shlosha Dvarim Ha'alalu Shlo Pirish Tamon. He didn't explain the reason like we do in the Haggadah. We say Matzal Shuma and so on. As Gemara is going to say. So you weren't Yotzi Dechova. So the Ran says that means you weren't Yotzi Lechatchila Behidr. But b'di'evad you yotze. The question is, what you yotze here? What chiyuv this is? From Tosus is mashma. It's a chiyuv in the nitzus of Pesach, Matz, and Mor. And kol shavo omer shlosha dvarim elu. But Pesach means korban Pesach. That there's a mitzvah of amartem zevach Pesach. Aside from bringing the korban Pesach, you have to say things about it. And Matz and Mor we learn from korban Pesach. So it's a din in the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matz, and Mor. And others also did in the midst of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. That in order to be Yotze Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim completely, you have to mention this also. This is also part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Pesach would mean then on Leil Pesach, not in the Korban Pesach. Okay. Pesach, what's Mitzvah Rabban?
This
chiyuv
of saying Pesach
Matzah Mitzrayim. No, it could be Shmina Torah. We learn it from Pesukim, but it's not Ma'akiv. That's all. It's part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Yotze, the midst of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to say this too. Okay. Pesach al shum shepasach hamokom aboti avosein Mitzrayim shenemar v'amartem zevach Pesach u'lashem asher posach. And the word Pesach, posach, most commonly is understood to mean to skip, to pass over. But the Targum Taka says that Pesach means to have rachmonis. Chos avotei avoseinu. So according to that, the holiday wouldn't be called Passover, it'd be called Mercy Over or something like that. But it says to do with Rachmanis, Pasach. Matzah al shum shenigalu avoseinu Mitzrayim. Matzah is because of the Geula, shenemar v'yofu esabotzik asher otzim Mitzrayim. They ask Lechora, anyway they had to have matzah. Well, the Torah says the reason they had matzah is because there wasn't enough time for the dough to rise. Lemaisa, even if there was enough time, they couldn't eat chametz. They had to eat matzah. So what? They had no choice. So we learned before that by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Isser chametz was only the first night, or at most the first day. And it could have been there was no Isser Balyurah and Balyamotzeh. So they could have baked chametz and taken it with them. But they didn't because of the miracle that happened. That they were left so quickly they didn't have time. Others say that the Rabban Shom knew that, and besides that, there's another question. The Rabban Shom gave the mitzvah of matzah before all this happened. So mitzvah of matzah can't be because it wasn't time, that didn't happen till later. So on that they say the Rabban Shom gave the mitzvah knowing what was going to happen. He knew why he was giving the mitzvah. He gave it al shame what would happen in the future. Mor alshum shemeru amitzvah mischayev osein mitzrayim shenemru vayimoru ischayehim. Bechol dor vador chayev adam liros esatzmo kilu hu yotzim mitzrayim. The Rambam has a different kirsa. The Rambam says bechol dor vador chayev adam laharos esatzmo. He has to show himself as if he went out. Not consider himself as if he went out. You have to go through the motions of showing it. That's why the Sfaradim have a minig to the beginning of the Seder to take the matzah, put it over the shoulder, and to say they're going out of Mitzrayim or whatever, to put on an act as if you're going out. And they have to do, the Rambam says, therefore, eat Bahaseba and do all the things that show that you're a Ben Chorim. Shenemar, v'igadat levincha v'yamahu le'mor, bavur zeh aso Hashem li b'tzeisim Mitzrayim. Lefichach, anachnu chayovim lahodos, lahalil, lishabeach, lefuer, leromim, lahadir, levorich, liale, lekales, misha'os, lavoseinu v'lonu, eskolanisim ho'elu, hotzionu mi'avdus l'cheirus, mi'ogun l'simcha, mi'eva l'yontif, mi'afela l'orgodl, mi'shi'ibud l'geula, v'nomar l'fonav halaluka. So that, therefore, since a person has to mamish feel like he was set out, you end the Haggadah with a tremendous shevach v'hodot to the Rabban Shem as if it personally happened to you. See the Rashbam. Tzorach Shiyomer Pasuk Ze. We didn't get her yet. Okay, let's go on. Let's finish the Mishnah. Ad Heichan Hu Omer. How much of Hallel? And then you say Hallel. We begin the Hallel. You split the Hallel, part of it before the meal and part of it after the meal. So Beishami Omrim Ad Im Habonim Smecha. Only the first parak of Hallel do you say, and after the meal you say the rest. Ubeitzil Omrim Ad Chalamoy Shlomayno Moyim. Right, and you say the first two prakim of Hallel. And then the rest after the meal. The reason we split it up is we don't want to say too much of Hallel before the meal because the kids are going to sleep. And we want to be mezaris. Also because the Iker is after the Geula, right? We'll see in the Gemara, right? The Geula didn't happen yet. So it's after the meal or whatever, then you say the Iker Hallel. Others say that the first part of Hallel is going on Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second part of Hallel is Lasid Lava. So we say the first two prokim, which go on Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Haggadah, and then with the Hallel, which is on the future, we say the rest of the rest of the Hallel we say after the Suda. Another reason is we want to say something of Hallel on every coast. So Kiddush is like Hallel, so we say that on the first coast. This Hallel we say on the second coast. If we wouldn't say any Hallel before the meal, then we knew no Hallel on the second coast. The third coast is Birkas Hamazon, is like Hallel. And the fourth coast is the rest of Hallel. So all of the coasts have some kind of Shira that's set on it. The Chosin Begeula, and you end with Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Asher Goalanu VeGoalas Avosem Mitzrayim VeLoha Yachosin. Rabbi Tarfon says you don't say Goal Yisrael, you just end Asher Goalanu VeGoalas Avosem Mitzrayim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kein Hashem Lokeinu VeLokei Avosenu Yigienu LeMoadim LeRgolim Acherim Haboim LeKrosenu LeShalom Shmeichim BeVinyanei Recha VeSosim BeAvodasecha VeNochol Shomer Apsachim VeAzvachim Ad Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva says the nusach is to end like this. To say a tefillah for the future, and therefore it's a long bracha, so you end with a bracha too, just like we said before. Whenever there's a long bracha and there's a bakasha, there's not just shevach but there's also a bakasha, you start with a bracha and end with a bracha. So Rabbi Akiva says we end with a bakasha for the future, and the min apsachim min azvachim, when Pesach falls motzoi Shabbos, meaning that erev Pesach is Shabbos, so then you don't say min apsachim min azvachim, because then there is no what's it called, Chagigas Arvasar, when it falls on Shabbos. So then you're going to eat what's it called, first of all, normally you say Min Hazvachim and Min Apsachim, but when it falls Motzei Shabbos, then the gears that we have in the Mishnah is the right one, Min Apsachim, Min Hazvachim, because you're going to eat Korban Pesach this year, you're not going to eat the Chagiga till the next year. So it's going to come afterwards. Okay. Omar Rava, Sorich Shiyomar Va'osanu Hotzimisham. You also have to say Va'osanu Hotzimisham. In addition to B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Liros Asatzmo, Rashbam Tzorich Shiyomer Pasuk Ze Va'osanu Hotzimisham Shetzorich Laharos Asatzmo Kiilu Hu Yotzimisham. Here he says like the Rambam, not Liros Asatzmo, Laharos Asatzmo. Sha'af Osanu Goal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So there are many explanations. What's the difference between Bavur Ze Asa Hashem Liv Yitzeis Mitzrayim V'Osanu Hotzimisham? The heart is the same thing. But from both we learn that you have to consider as if you personally went out. So I was thinking of a new pshat, if it seems this Rashbam, that pshat's like this. When you say, you're talking about the past. This is what happened to me when I went out. Osanu Hotzimisham is mamish like saying now, right? We are going out now. So if the idea is to consider yourself like you went out, that's enough to say, right? Bavur Zah, so Hashem leave it, say some Mitzrayim. But if you have to show yourself as if you're going out now, then Osanu Hotzimisham is like that. But the terrorists I used to give in the is like this. There's two Inyanim with it. One is that you have to consider yourself as an individual who went out of Mitzrayim, right? As if the only one. And you have an achrayus, therefore, to give this over to the future, because if you don't give it over, nobody will. V'osanu Hotzimisham is, in general, you have to consider yourself as one of the people who went out. So you have to relive the experience as if you were there with everybody going out, and you have to feel as if you're the only one who's left, or the only one who went out, so you have that achrayus. Omar Ravitz, Matzah Tzorich Lahagbiya, Umar Tzorich Lahagbiya, Basar Ein Tzorich Lahagbiya. V'lo Od Elishanira Kochel Kochim Bachutz. Rava says, when you say matzah, al shuma, so you say matzah zu, not only do you point to it, you pick it up. And the same thing with the mor. But when you say pesach, you don't say pesach ze, because then it appears like the zroa on the kairos is korban pesach. And as if you were makdish it when it was alive. Right? So you don't even pick it up. And you shouldn't pick it up, because it looks like you're eating kodshim. It looks like you were makdish it when it was alive, and now it's kodish. And you'll be eating kodshim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Tzorach Shion, he said, Tzorach Lahagbiya, Kishomer Matzazu Shonu Ochlim, Morazesh Shonu Ochlim, Kedei Laharos on the Mitzubavim, Mechabig Mitzvah in hand. The reason you pick it up is to Chibuv Mitzvah, right? To endear the Mitzvah, to show it around. The Chem Mitzvah Sagolim, the Hoda Omer Tzorach Lahagbiya, Hainu Matzazu Dagarata. That's time you have to hold the Matzah whole Seder. It means when you say this Pasuk. Basar Shalmini Tavshilim, Ain Tzorach Lahagbiya. Kishahin Omrim Pesach Shoyavaseinu Ochlim, Velo Yagbiya Habasar Shuzecha LePesach. In fact, you don't say Pesach Zeh. You said Pesach Shoyu Ochlim. Hachi Garshinim Basar Ain Tzorach Lahagbiya, Velo Odel Shanir Kamakdish Behemto. Ain Tzorach Lahagbiya, the Holomotzi Lememer Pesach Zeh. Right? Can't pick it up and say this Pesach, because it appears like this is Korban Pesach. Velo Odel Im Hoya Magbiya, Nira Kamisha Makdish Behemto, Mechaim LePesach. It would imply that you made this Hegdish to begin with. Okay. Omar of Acham Bar Yaakov, Summa Potter Merlomer Haggadah. Summa is Potter from saying the Haggadah. There's a machlokus in general, whether a Summa is Potter from Mitzvah Saseh or not. And this goes according to even the man the Omar who holds that Summa is Chayiv in Mitzvah Saseh, could be Haggadah he's Potter in, because of the Psukim we're going to bring. There's even a Shita of Kiva Eger, who says that a Summa is not only Potter from Mitzvah Saseh, he's Potter from Mitzvah Slo Saseh too. It's only Midrabbanan that they were Machayiv in Mitzvah Slo Saseh. So, Ksiv Hacha Bavur Zeh. How do I know he's Potter from Haggadah? Because it says Bavur Zeh Asa Hashem Li. That's in the mitzvah of the Igadah to Levincha. Uksiv Hasam Bineinu Zeh. Ma Lahalim Pratlasum. Mafkan Pratlasumim. Just like by Ben Soru Mora. We learn from Bineinu Zeh that the parents have to be able to point him and see him. And if they're blind, then he doesn't become a Ben Soru Mora. So too, when it says Bavur Zeh, you have to be able to point to it and see it. If you're blind, you're Potter from the mitzvah of Haggadah. Eini the Ha'omar Mareimar Shaltinu L'Rabbanan Devei Rav Yosef Man the Omer Agadah Devei Rav Yosef Omer Rav Yosef Ayla Maisa. We asked the Rabbanan who used to learn by Rav Yosef who said the Haggadah to be motzi everybody else in the Haggadah. What's it called at Rav Yosef's house? Rav Yosef was blind and they said Rav Yosef did. Man de Omer Agadah to be Rav Sheshes. Who said the Haggadah by Rav Sheshes' house? He also was blind. Omer Rav Sheshes. They said also Rav Sheshes the one. Kesavir Rabbanan Matzah Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanan. Right. So the Gemara says the Rabbanan held that Matzah Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan, not like we hold the Halacha that it's the Raisa. And the Nela, since it's only the Rabbanan, so Haggadah is only the Rabbanan. This is the Havamina. In the Maskon, it's not like that. Even if Matzah is the Rabbanan, the Haggadah could still be a Doraisa. It doesn't have to be Matzah min HaTorah to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Haggadah, just like there doesn't have to be Pesach around to be Yotzi the Mitzvah of Haggadah. Just when it says, Bavur Zeh lo amarti ala bizman sheyesh Matzah umorah, doesn't mean it has to actually be there. It means it's to set the time. But now the Gemara thinks that if Matzah is the Rabbanan, since it says Bavur Zeh, you need Matzah to be Yotzi in the midst of Haggadah, and therefore, if you don't have Matzah, the Haggadah is only the Rabbanan. And therefore, they said Haggadah because it was only the Rabbanan. But in Einoch Hanami, where it's Minat Torah, the Asuma would be Potter and couldn't be Motzi. Mechlau de Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Sover Matzah Bizman HaZeh Deraisa. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who said that a Summa can't be Motzi in Haggadah, holds it Haggadah is Doraisa. And therefore, a Summa is not Chayiv. I have a Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who the Omer Matzah Bizman HaZeh Rabbanan. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is the one who holds it Matzah is Rabbanan. Where it says, Ksavra called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came Doraisa Tikkun. Even though Haggadah is the Rabbanan, but still, when the Rabbanan made it Takana, they made it Kain Doraisa. So if Doraisa of Summa will be Potter, so Mid Rabbanan also is Potter. Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef Nami, Havadi called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain Doraisa Tikkun. Lachara, he's right. We have that cloud called the Tikkun, right, Rabbanan, Kain Doraisa. So why were Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes Motzi in the Haggadah? They should also hold that even if Matzah is the Rabbanan, Haggadah is the Rabbanan, still of Summa should be Potter. Where it says Haki Hashta, Bishvam Ahasam the Havi Lele Michta Bineinu Hu Uksi Bineinu Ze Shmamino Prat Lesumim. The Torah could have said Bineinu Hu. It said Bineinu Ze to tell me you have to be able to point to him, right? Avochacha Ilav Bavur Ze My Lichtov. Right? What should it have said? It shouldn't say Bavur Ze. What should it have said? Ela Bavur Matzum Mor Hu Da'asa. So it's not coming to tell me any special halacha that you have to be able to see it. It means Bavur Ze the Matzum Mor. What's on the table? So it has nothing to do with being what's it called, mamayit asuma. So even if you hold that matzahs deoraisa, asuma is still chayiv. Namela, the whole thing that we had a havamina, that the machlokus was whether whether haggadah is deraisa drabbanan, and when there's no matzah deraisa, there's no haggadah deraisa, the poskim say is not la halacha. And you chayiv in haggadah deraisa, even if matzah is drabbanan, even if there is no matzah. Okay. Zeh means you can point at it and see it. Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef Maori and Naim Hodu. Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef were blind. Kesavri Rabbanu Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef Rav Acher Bar Yaakov Hu Da'omer B'Sofa the High Pirka Echad Zeh Echad Zeh Med Rabbanu. Right in the end of the parak, we have a machlokus where the matzah b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanu and the Reis, and Rav Acher Bar Yaakov is one of those who hold that it's only the Rabbanu. Kein deraisa tikkun ukeshem shibizman shibes hamikdash kaim potter hashtanami potter veino motzi achirim dechavosim. If they would hold the assume as potter min atorah, be potter min the rabbanon too. Bavur matzu mor hu daasa lekachani ochel matzu mor. That's why I'm eating matzu mor. Zeichel masha asu li betzaisim mitzrayim. Bavur ze asu li betzaisim mitzrayim. Rav Sheshes Rav Yosef gzeira shava lo gamri, and they don't hold this with gzeira shava. Memela, what's it called? They hold the assume as chayiv even min atorah. Okay, well, all the rest of the Rashbams is on tomorrow's Omelette.